文艺复兴启蒙运动和神的主权第十讲 Renaissance, the Enlightenment and the Sovereignty of God, Session 10 George Berkeley 乔治·伯克莱 1685-1753 伯克莱1685-1753书本里面是196页我们的讲义是119页 George Berkeley首先他的生平 Berkeley, the second of the major empiricists, taught at Trinity College in Dublin. 我们考虑的第二位经验主义者是乔治·伯克莱。他曾经在爱尔兰的 Dublin 三一学院任教 later became the Anglican Bishop of Cloyne. 那么他后来在爱尔兰的 Cloyne 这个地方做圣公会的主教 From 1728-1731 的时候当时他、是43岁、到46岁 He lived in Rhode Island seeking to raise funds for a college that he hoped to build in Bermuda
他做宣教的工作住在北美洲的罗德岛那罗德岛不是一个岛罗德岛是波士顿 马州外面的 一区是浸信会的发源地、他住在罗德岛、在努力的要为他想要在、克里比海的白木岛这个岛国上面他盼望开一间的学校一个的学院为这个学院筹款During that time, he had conversations with Jonathan Edwards. 在这三年里面呢，他曾经跟爱德华兹交谈。But after it was evident that there were not sufficient funds to build a college, he returned to London.
但经过一段时间呢，很明显的，他筹不够这个款项去开这个学校，他就回去英国，他就回到英国，再去伦敦了。下面是伯克莱的知识论的起点。Berkeley followed Locke's project of seeking knowledge by an examination of ideas.
伯克莱和洛克一样，他怎么去研究知识呢？是透过研究我们的理念，这样子来寻求知识的。
But he was unable to accept Locke's supposition of substance as a source of ideas,
可是他不愿意好像洛克这样子假设 substance, 实质是我们的理念的来源。
Locke himself admitted ignorance as to what substances might be.
洛克自己都承认他不知道实质是什么东西。
And as we have seen, affirming them was inconsistent with his empiricism.
我们也看到只要你假设有实质的存在的话，这个跟经验主义是不一致的。
Berkeley applied Occam's razor.
那伯克莱呢？他就用了奥坎的剃头刀。
To him, material substances were unnecessary entities.
他说我们不必相信物质的实质 substance 是存在的，不需要的。
We should not suppose the existence of such things, but rather be content to explore what we actually know, our ideas and our minds.
你不要假设这些东西，我们去研究我们具体知道的东西就应该满足的，就是我们的理念，我们的理智。
Like Occam, Berkeley was a nominalist.
伯克莱和奥坎一样是一个唯名主义者。
He believed that only individual objects existed.
他相信只有个别的物体存在的，一支笔，一支笔存在。换言之，只有俗相个别的，没有共相，没有一个类别的概念。
As Locke had rejected innate ideas,
就正如洛克已经不相信有先天的概念的。先天的理念的
Berkeley rejected abstract ideas such as platonic forms
那么同样的伯克莱呢就不相信
抽象的理念，比如说柏拉图的 forms 形式。
In Berkeley's view, we have no idea of house in general, or virtue in general, or man in general.
伯克莱不相信下列这些的理念，比如说普遍性的房子，普遍性的美德，普遍性的男人或者人类，这个类别的这个东西。
Like Occam, Berkeley was a nominalist.
Our ideas of houses and even virtues are particular. 我们知道有房子，有美德，这个是个别的房子，个别的美德。
To Berkeley, Locke's substance was one of those abstract ideas, and on that account, dispensable.
根据伯克莱的看法呢，洛克讲到实质呢，这个就是那种的抽象理念，因此呢，是可以把它除去的。
Similarly, Berkeley rejects notions such as force, gravity, and traction.
同样的，伯克莱也不相信势力、万有吸力、吸引力等等。
If they are to denote things that lie behind the behavior of particular objects and explain them,
假如认为万有吸力等等呢，是在个别的物体背后来解释他们的行为的时候，这些是不存在的。
Same as cause,
成因也是。
When event B follows A,
当有了 A 之后 B 发生。
What we see is a particular sequence.
我们看到的是一个的先后的一个个别的先后次序。
That might or may not help us to predict future sequences of the same kind.
A, 然后 B 这个次序是这一次的，不一定能够解释预测未来还有 A, 然后 B 这个的次序的。
That we do not perceive a mysterious causality flowing from A to B.
我们没有看到一个什么因果关系从 A 流到 B， 没有因果这个东西的。
As we will see, David Hume，
我们下面就讨论休谟的，
would use a similar argument to deny any necessary connection between cause and effect。
休谟也是用同样的论据来说，因果之间没有必然的关系的。
But unlike Hume,Berkeley believed that we can understand causality by reflecting on our own mind.
但是呢，伯克莱呢没有休谟这么的极端哈。他说我们要认识因果关系可以的，是反思啊，在我们脑袋里面理智里面反思就是了。
Causality is not something we can perceive in the relations between things in the world.
成因呢、啊，对不起，因果呢，并不是我们看到世界上那些东西。他们之间的关系的，不是的。
But we do perceive it when, by our own mental activity, we make things happen.
但是我们能够察觉得到是有因果的，因为我们有这个能力，我们的理智有个能力去让事情发生的。
So, Berkeley did accept a distinction in the mind between sense data and interpretation.
所以呢，伯克莱相信在我们的理智里面你要分开一个是感觉带来的资讯 sense data， 另外是你对这些资讯的诠释 interpretation，
a distinction between the mind as passive and the mind as active。
一方面资讯进来理智是被动的，然后当理智去诠释解释的时候它是主动的。
The mind recognizesand understands not only its sense experience, but also its own activity.
理智呢，不单单认辨到一些的五官的经验，也了解这些的五官的经验，这感觉不是的。这个理智也看到他自己在做工。
Berkeley said that we have ideas about sense data, but notions of the function of the mind.
伯克莱说呢，我们对感觉五官的资讯是有理念的，但是呢，对于我们自己的理智怎么在运作呢，只不过有一些的 notion 是一些概念罢了。
Part of the active work of the mind is to recognize resemblances between particular objects.
那我们的理智的主动的工作其中之一呢，就是看到、认辨到个别的物体之间有相似性。
And this sort of reflection leads us to use general language.
我们既然能够反思了，诶，这个蓝色跟紫色东西好像有点像不？就让我们用一些共像、一般性、类别性的字了。
But in Berkeley's view,
但是根据伯克莱呢，
this use of language should not lead us to believe that general or abstract terms denote objects distinct from particulars.
当我们用哦都是笔的时候呢，你不要以为哈，笔这个一般性的共像这个字呢，是在这两支笔以外一个什么东西来的？没有的，没有这个东西，没有笔这个东西，只有这支笔，这支笔没有笔，那个笔这个物体是不存在的。
Since for Berkeley there are no Lockean substances，
记得吗？伯克莱不相信洛克那个 substance 这个实质的。
We also have no need to distinguish between primary and secondary qualities.
所以就不需要好像洛克这样麻烦去区别主要的素质跟第二层次的素质了。
For Locke, the primary qualities were qualities of substance.
对洛克来说呢，主要的第一层次的素质是实质的素质
qualities of substance, the qualities that belong to the substances themselves.
第一层次的素质呢，是属于这些实质的
，as a proposal experience of them，
不是属于我们的经验的。
But we know the primary qualities only by inference from the secondary qualities。
但是我们能够知道主要的素质，主要是因为从次要的素质，譬如说颜色、味道等等，所以才知道主要的素质的。
So Berkeley。Sticking to sense experience and Occam's razor denied the distinction altogether.
所以伯克莱呢就再一次用奥坎的剃头刀，也坚持着感觉的经验而已，他就除去了主要跟第二层次的素质了。
But,
但是
without substance and its primary qualities, what is there?
假如实质不存在，实质的主要素质也不存在，那有什么东西存在呢？
For Aristotle, substances were literally the contents of the world.
对亚里士多德来说，实质就是世界上世界的内容，就是世界是由实质组成的。
For Berkeley, there's no substance, only sense experience.
对伯克莱来说，没有实质，只有五官的感觉。
So for him,The world is nothing more than perception.
所以对他来说，世界只不过是察觉 perception 认知而已。
Hence his slogan, "Esse est percipi." To be is to be perceived.
所以他的名言口号就是存在就是被认知被察觉到。
This conceptual move.Commits Berkeley to idealism.
在这个概念上的这个推论呢，就是伯克莱坚持 idealism 唯心主义
，the belief that the world is nothing but mind.
世界只不过是理智而已。
In this regard, he's similar to Leibniz.
在这方面呢，伯克莱和莱布尼兹呢是非常的相似的。
But of course, the two philosophers came to their conclusions in rather different ways.
当然，伯克莱跟莱布尼兹呢，他们是透过不同的途径达到同样的结论的。
Leibniz by logical deduction from nature of matter.
莱布尼兹先分析物质的本质，然后做出逻辑的推论。
Berkeley by rejecting the notion of matter altogether.
伯克莱完全拒绝相信有物质这个概念。
Leibniz is sometimes called a metaphysical idealist or atomistic idealist.
有人称莱布尼茨作为一个形而上学的唯心主义者，或者原子论的唯心主义者。
Berkeley is often described as a subjective idealist.
那 有人描述伯克莱是一个主体性的唯心主义者。For to him, reality is the content of our perceptions, our mind's experience. 因为对他来说，实在 reality 真实是什么呢？就是我们的理解的内容，我们的察觉的内容，我们理智的经验，这个就是现实世界。As a Christian and a bishop, Berkeley also believes in God. 那么他是基督徒，是主教，当然他相信神的存在。But one wonders how he can affirm an invisible God in an epistemology limited to sense perception. 但是我们会怀疑，他的知识论知识限制在人可以感觉到的东西，他又怎么能够相信一个人不能见的上帝呢？What he does is to prove God's existence by cosmological arguments with idealistic modifications. 他的做法就是证明神的存在。怎么证明法？是用宇宙论的论证，但是呢，加上了唯心主义的修正等。他这样说的。Our sense experience is orderly, regular, and predictable.他说我们的感觉，我们的五官经验是有秩序的啊，是能够预测的。We cannot explain this in terms of abstract substances and forces. 这些的秩序呢，不能用抽象的实质力量来解释的。What might I come for? 那怎么来解释呢？ The only thing we know that has the power to order realityis mind. 我们只知道理智才有能力去让现实世界有秩序的。So the first cause must be like us, a mind. 所以宇宙的第一因呢，就应该跟我们一样是一个理智 in mind. That mind must have powers beyond ours. 但这个理智必须要有超过我们能力的能力的不？ For if SAS is perceived, 因为假如存在只不过是被察觉到 What happens to the being of a room when there's no human being there to perceive it? 那么只要一间房间它的实质又去到哪里呢？只要没有一个人去看到这个房间，那个房间实质是哪里呢？ Must we say that it disappears? 我们是不是说这个房间就不见了，消失呢？ No, says Berkeley, 说不是的。 The important thing is that someone perceives it.重要的是有某某一位看到这个房间 and the one, capital O, who is always able to perceive it, is God. 那一位永远能够看到这个房间的就是上帝。So God keeps all the being of ideal reality in place. 所以上帝把所有的理念的实在存在东西他们的存有放在正确的的地位。He is therefore omnipresent, omnipotent, and omniscient. 因此上帝是无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的。In this way, Berkeley offers his idealistic philosophy as a Christian apologetic. 所以呢，用伯克莱用这个方法来把他的唯心哲学当作是一个护教的方法。下面是弗兰姆对伯克莱的肯定 Of all the philosophers discussed from Descartes on, Berkeley is the most Christian. 从 Descartes 到现在，这么多的哲学家，伯克莱是最像基督徒的。His concept of God is essentially biblical. 他的神观本质上是符合圣经的。Berkeley recognizes that the function of the world requires not only a first cause. 他知道世界的运作不仅需要一个第一因洛克 a guarantor of truth, 一个真理的保证者 Descartes, an impersonal world system, 一个非位格的世界系统 Spinoza, or cosmic accountant, 或者一个宇宙性的会计师 Leibniz, but a person who communicates with us mind to mind. 宇宙需要一个位格可以能够跟我们的理智他的理智跟我们理智可以有所沟通的。这个正确的。But Berkeley's philosophy does not begin with God. 但是伯克莱的哲学并没有以上帝作为出发点的。 It begins, as with Descartes and Locke, with a human being shut up within himself to consider his ideas autonomously.
他的出发点呢，跟笛卡尔跟洛克一样，就是一个人关起来，自主的思考他的理念。
Eventually, Berkeley confesses God as an implication of his sensational reflection.
所以最后呢，伯克莱相信有神，是因为他的五官经验和反思导致这种的含义。
But if you consult the scriptures, that happens after the basic argument is complete.
那他有没有引用圣经呢？哦，要等他整个论证讲完之后才会用咯。
Of course, I have no doubt that Bishop Berkeley knew the Bible before he even began to study empiricist philosophy.
我一点不怀疑呢，这个 Berkeley 主教在还没有研究经验主义哲学之前，老早就认识圣经的。
No doubt, some of the biblical content influenced his formulation.
当然，圣经某一些内容呢，影响到他怎么建构他的哲学的。
But there is no place for an authoritative word from God in Berkeley's theory of knowledge.
但是在伯克莱的知识论里面，没有一个位置给上帝权威性的话语的。
In effect, Berkeley, like other rationalist empiricists of the period, sees the philosopher as someone who is locked up in himself, trying to figure out things by his own autonomous reason, introspection, and sensation.
伯克莱呢，事实上呢，就好像其他的理性主义者、经验主义者一样，他认为一个哲学家就是把封闭在自己里面，用他的自主的理性、反思加上感觉来解释万事。
I'm inclined to agree with Berkeley that there is no reason for Christians to accept the spirit-matter dualism of Descartes and Locke.
我感觉上要同意伯克莱，一个基督徒不需接受心物这个二元论 spirit-matter 精神物质的二元论，好像笛卡尔跟洛克那样子的。
Contrary to the view of some theologians,Scripture does not tell us that spirit and matter are contrary to each other.
虽然有些的神学家这样看，圣经并不告诉我们灵魂、精神和物质是彼此敌对的、对立的，不是的。
But neither does the Bible say that one of these should be rejected in favor of the other.
但是圣经也没有告诉我们精神要除去剩下物质，或者只有物质没有精神。
As in Berkeley's idealism or in Hobbes' materialism.
伯克莱呢，就只有精神没有物质，或不是只有物质没有精神。
Scripture makes different kinds of distinctions.
圣经没有这方面的区别，圣经做出的区别是另类的。
God is Lord, man is image.
神是主，人是他的形象。The earth as the domain. 那么地球是神和人统治的范围。
Man is made of God's breath and also of the earth.
人是上帝呼吸所造，也是用尘土而做。
Earth is not the inert extension that Descartes meant by matter.
地并不是好像笛卡尔所讲的延伸或者广延，是没有能力的。
And locked by substance.
地也不是洛克的实质。
And man's soul, 人的灵魂 is not quite what these philosophers mean by mind.
人的灵魂也不是哲学家所称为理智精神那个东西来的。
A biblical epistemology,
一个符合圣经的知识论
might have opened these philosophers to other ways of understanding such concepts.
可能就让这些哲学家看到有另外一条路，另外一个窗口去了解这些实质啊、理智啊这些的概念的。伯克莱的讨论结束。